Welcome back. We're going to talk employment activity, unemployment activity, and the labor market in general here on the South Shore with Ron Yakabuchi, Executive Director of Workforce Development for the City of Quincy. Happy Valentine's Day, Ron.
Thank you, Joe.
You bring love and good tidings of job opportunities and career advancement.
Oh, wow.
Great salary increases.
There you go. You're looking for a job?
Well, I guess the good news is the Career Center is open again.
Right? Yeah, well, we are. We're open. We've always been open.
Right.
But we're now returning to in-person services. It's been a roller coaster ride, as you know, over the last couple of years. We've been working remotely for a significant period of that time, and then we came back, and then the next wave of the variant hit, and we had to retreat. I mean, our primary concern is the safety of the staff as well as the customers.
Yep.
And you know, we want to keep people safe. We want to try not to be spreading the virus. So we've been on again, off again. We're back. Our staff, though, is working hybrid, so they do work from home still for a couple of days a week.
Okay.
And it seems to be working well. I mean, we typically see mostly virtually, 60, 70 people a week in our Career Center seminars. We take a tremendous volume of calls every day, so literally hundreds of people are touching our Career Center remotely. The people that do come in are the people that have problems with unemployment.
Yes.
And we see quite a few of those folks, especially up in our Quincy office. So.
And I remember that was a big concern of yours during the height of the pandemic.
Yeah, it was.
You'd be overwhelmed by people because there was such a problem with unemployment, you know, and getting those issues addressed. Is that
settled down? Over 4 million unemployed folks in Massachusetts that were claiming. That's been reduced significantly.
Okay.
But the problem we have now, which is really not so much our problem because we're not the unemployment office, but it's a problem, and that is with some of these overpayments that were made, and there's a big issue going on now about whether or not these people have to pay money back because their unemployment claim was approved, but yet their benefit rate might have not been right, or there was some documentation that was missing, and so there's literally over 300,000 people that are in that.
Is that right?
Dilemma. Yeah,
well,
it's unbelievable, and you're talking about $2.6 billion that they're claiming now needs to be paid back. So we have some of those folks coming in, but it's difficult. Other than trying to do the best we can to network them with the right people, we really have no control over making those problems go away.
And that's going to have tax implications for those people as well, though, to pay unemployment benefits are taxable.
Unemployment benefits are taxable.
If that figure is wrong,
can you believe that?
I know.
Yeah, I mean, I still can't figure that one out. But those benefits are taxed, and people probably getting their IRS tax forms, the 1099s, whatever.
Right. So that's going to delay that process as well.
It gets very complicated.
Yeah.
It gets very complicated. But our focus is on working with job seekers and employers, as you know, and putting them together. And we still have a lot of employers that are looking for people to work, and we still have a lot of people that maybe have exhausted their unemployment benefits, not being counted now because the rate has come down, but yet they're still not participating for a variety of reasons. And we're dealing with that because it's, the whole idea with workforce development, it's not just Quincy, we deal with the whole South Shore. On behalf of the mayor, I'm privileged to, on his behalf, to oversee the workforce system for the entire South Shore.
Wow.
We operate both Quincy all the way down to Plymouth.
Yep.
And our focus is on putting people into jobs, getting people trained, that sort of activity.
So what is kind of the current state of the job market on the South Shore, Ron?
It's improving.
Yes.
In the sense that there's some good jobs out there, and I think you have maybe some slides if you want to share. But the unemployment.
We don't have
rate,
slides, unfortunately.
Oh, you don't.
No,
okay.
So we'll have to be very descriptive.
Oh, then we'll be very descriptive. Okay. Well, our unemployment rate in Quincy is at around between 4 and 5%.
Yeah.
It's slowly coming down, and that's pretty much the average in the South Shore area. But again, I point out that even though those people are being counted because they're collecting unemployment benefits, the people that aren't being counted are the people that have exhausted their benefits that are still out there.
Right.
And there's a significant number of people that received benefits through the PUA system, the gig workers, the self-employed, the contractors. They never received unemployment benefits before. And we're still trying to get a handle on those people because those are the folks that maybe might be interested in coming back into the workforce in a regular job instead of going back. Because, when you're self-employed, you're constantly chasing work and you're chasing your money. chasing work and chasing your money.
And
right?
You're your own accountant, too, right?
Yeah, so there are opportunities out there for those folks if we could start doing some outreach and making some connections to put them into opportunities. I had one fellow that was on PUA. And he said he was on PUA for an extended time, and he was getting a regular check. That's the pandemic unemployment assistance. Yeah. So he was on for an extended period of time, but he was getting that regular check every week.
Sure.
And he said, I kind of like to get a job where I get a regular check every week.
Oh, is this what it's like?
Yeah. This is what it's like. Right. Yeah. So there are plenty of those kinds of opportunities. We need to connect with those people. And, the unemployment has gone from a high in the South Shore of over 50,000 down to just a little over 4,000 now. So it is moving in the right direction, but there's still the participation rate. And that, if you look at the numbers, Massachusetts, I've got some labor market information that tells me Massachusetts is significantly below the country as a whole, and our South Shore region typically is below any of the other regions in Massachusetts. So what I mean by that below is, I mean the participation rate is low.
Yes.
People aren't going back, and that could be, child care, pet care, elder care. They don't like the job they had. They want a better job. There's a lot of, they're concerned about the pandemic still, and being out there, in the workforce. And,
What do you think the true number is? Do you think it's double?
I want to double it. Yeah. I mean, my gut is that it's probably bigger than that, that's pretty significant.
Yeah, it is.
When you have that, but there's potential there, and we need to reach those people. So, those in your listening audience that are employers that are struggling to find people to fill jobs, or people that are out there that are thinking, okay, I want to get back into the workforce.
Yeah.
The Career Center is the place to connect. And there is it's very simple in terms of reaching us and connecting with us. They can do it in person. Yep. We're there Monday through Thursday, 8:30 to 4:30. We do close down from 12 to 1 in Quincy, same in Plymouth. We have a phone number, which I'll say.
We've got that up on the
617-745-4000.
Sure.
We've got some great people that respond immediately when you call. There's also a website, which is masshiresss.com.
Okay.
There's a very brief form in which you just share some contact information, and someone will get right back to you.
Okay.
And we can plug you in. You attend a workshop that gives you kind of an orientation, and we take it from there in terms of your adventure with us.
Where's the physical office located?
1515 Hancock Street in Quincy. Yeah.
So for a point of reference, what's that near?
That's in the old, next to the old Remix building.
Okay.
And actually, our back door is great because we open right up on the General's Bridge.
Yes.
And the park, which is magnificent.
Okay.
Yeah. It's really great to be right in that spot, and a lot of activity is going to be happening in that spot, too.
We heard a lot, and we still hear a lot about the Great Resignation.
Tell me about it.
Who resigned? Where did they go? And what did they leave open?
So the Great Resignation. It's an expression. A lot of people have quit the workforce.
Mm-hmm.
We find that most of those people that have quit the workforce are more mature workers. They're 45, 55, 65
Careful.
Years old. Careful. Okay, yeah. No. And those people, either they were not happy with their job, they feel, they've been out for a while, maybe they want to take a break. I mean, those are we find the highest percentage of the people that are resigning or leaving the workforce are the more mature workers.
Okay.
That's about 80% of the
really?
It constitutes those that have departed.
So maybe they were anticipating retiring in a few years anyway, so they said, why wait?
Why wait? Okay. Yeah. I mean, a lot of things have changed because of this, and especially in workforce development, and especially in the workforce, in the workplace.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we've never been in a situation where we've worked remotely or in a hybrid situation, and that seems to be common practice now. Everything is on Zoom. These things are helpful. I don't see us going back to what we were.
Ever,
and I think,
really?
Since we're dealing with employers and job seekers, we need to be aware of those changes too,
sure.
because it affects how we perform, how we function. And one of the things that one of the goals we have this year is to create a mobile access point in our district. So we want to have unit, whether you want to call it a bus or a van, whatever.
Okay.
They could literally go to town halls, they can go to shopping malls, they can go to schools, and become an access point where people can plug in. You know, we want to do more. We hired a communications coordinator recently, so we could do more with social media.
Yes.
And do more in terms of outreach to people, because we're not finding a lot of people physically coming in anymore.
Okay.
And especially, you know, that whole big number that was on the pandemic unemployment assistance never came in at all. We don't even know who they are. So we need to really be doing more outreach to connect to people, to let them know about the opportunities that are there, and to connect the job seekers and employers, hopefully.
Interesting. Where would you bring this, you know, mobile unit to, do you think?
Everywhere and
everywhere.
Yeah. I mean, I could see us working in the malls.
Okay.
I could see us working in the schools.
Yep.
I mean, we have a youth team. We have a business engagement team. They can go to employer sites. You know, it's an opportunity, and especially with a lot of youth that really can't come to a career center, you know, we could go to them.
Okay.
And I think that's the idea, is to create that access point that could be flexible and move around the 22 towns that we serve.
Mm-hmm.
And that seems to be something that fits better with the way the workforce is going now and the way jobs are going.
Do you think that the, you know, the traditional job fair that used to happen is dead?
It could be, yeah. I mean, we do all of those virtually now.
Okay.
And some have been very successful. You know, the physical, you know, involvement, connection has been missing for quite some time.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. And employers are okay with that?
They're okay with that. They're working with it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what they work with, so.
Interesting.
And we try to facilitate that as best we can for them.
How important is it, I know we've talked about this before, retraining the workforce for the new tomorrow?
It's all about skills.
Mm-hmm.
And acquiring skills, less about maybe getting academic credentials.
Mm.
You know, it's more trying to get into, we find too that what makes sense, and we're pivoting to this, is more apprenticeships, more on-the-job training. So an employer could potentially have a position and they need people with certain skills, and we could then train them to fill those skills while they're either on the job or through an apprenticeship program.
Okay.
And we want to, and you're going to see more money coming, because all of our programs are funded by the Department of Labor.
Yes.
Under the Workforce Innovation and Opportunity Act. And so you're going to see more of an effort through the Department of Labor to push in that direction, because I think that's a better connection in terms of getting people into jobs. So employers are taking people sort of on speculation, if you will.
Okay, yeah.
They might not have the skills or the experience that they're actually looking for, but they can learn on the job, and we can help to support that financially.
Right, yeah.
And that's what could potentially make a difference for people. The training is something that we, you know, we're out there getting the pulse on where the jobs are, what the need is for training, and we translate that into working with our community schools. Quincy College is one example.
Yeah.
And we're training for things that are timely, and we're trying to find people that potentially could fit into that training and get a better job, get a better pay. Those PUA workers that I was talking about that don't want to go back chasing work and money can potentially find some opportunities, and that's what we want to be training for. Because we're judged based on how we put people into jobs.
You have to show that you're using your funding
correct
effectively, right?
Correct. Yeah. Placement is key for us.
Yeah.
And that's something that's required by not only us but also the schools we work with, the employers we work with. We want to be able to invest in people, but we want to make sure that investment pays off in them getting a decent job at a decent rate of pay.
Healthcare, number one.
Yeah, in the South Shore, that's always big. Yeah.
Ripe for opportunity there, it looks like.
Registered nurses, my daughter will never be out of work.
There you go. And I'm sure they're scrambling, and we've heard about the shortage in healthcare all through this pandemic.
We've got some great opportunities that the Workforce Board and the Center are working on in partnership with employers. Manufacturing is another big area in the South Shore. There are over 300 businesses in the South Shore, and they're growing, and they're desperate for people.
Okay.
And it's another career path that people could take with some training and get a really decent pay. Really decent pay. More than they probably could if they went to a four-year college.
Because it was never thought of that way in the past.
Never thought of that.
You know,
way
in the past, you're a line production worker.
Yeah.
It's a stable job.
It's all changing now too, because it's all technology.
Yes.
You know, and that's another thing that plays into the future of work, the changing workplace because of the pandemic, and also the technology that's coming. You know, it's all more skills driven now, and we need to be able to train people to get those skills so they can fill those good jobs.
So your advice to graduating seniors, Ron, you know, either high school or college, where do they go?
There are a number of career paths and opportunities. I got my four-year degree, went for my master's. That might be changing. My son just got his master's, so hopefully, but he's in accounting, so okay. I think he's going to be okay too.
All right.
Yeah, until the computers come in and take that over, I don't know. We'll see.
Is this an opportunity for entrepreneurs to start their own business?
We can encourage and support that too through the Career Center. But I think people, the opportunities are there for the full time positions, and I think that's what we're sort of trying to drive people to, because that's where the demand is on the part of the businesses that are out there throughout the South Shore.
Who's hiring?
Well, you've got a list there of people.
Amazon
is off the charts. We've got, just a variety of different folks. Yeah. And Amazon is up there with 229 current openings right now.
Yeah.
South Shore Health, State Street Bank is another big employer in our region. They're looking currently to fill 58 positions. I go right down the list. I mean, there's a lot of good opportunities there for people. And here's the point where we can't necessarily show this chart.
Right.
Come to the Career Center.
Yes.
All this labor market information and data is there.
Yep.
Yeah, and we could help people navigate that so that, we could look at what their experience has been, maybe what the demand is, where we could educate them to make the difference and put them in a good job.
And there's no cost for that.
No, it's all taxpayers, your taxpayer dollars.
You've already paid for it, basically.
We've already paid for it, exactly.
Always great, Ron. Appreciate the time.
Thank you.
Please come back for an update in the spring. Hopefully the snow will be gone by then.
The snow will be gone by then,
Good to
Thanks,
talk to you.
Joe.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You.